Hello, 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 and good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Mom's Chat Live with Tina Michelle. Let me tell you a little bit about the show. This show has been designed to discuss trending topics that focus on the family. It focuses on careers. We focus on life balance while bringing real-time solutions through live coaching on the show. We also at Tina Speaks and Easy Way Broadcasting get to honor and celebrate moms every week, our heroes, by learning from their experiences and making and how they make life work. I mean, really work. We know as moms, life balance is a huge deal. So grab a pen and tell your friends, and do like me, grab your cup of tea. I drink Cali tea, and let them know that live Mom's Chat Live is now on the air. I was waiting for our special, special guest, who's a very dear friend of mine, love and adore. Her name is Sugar T. She's getting on the line now. I've known her for years, and the one thing that I want you to know about this wonderful, phenomenal young lady is that she is authentic. She's the real deal. Not only has she been able to stay in her career as a legendary artist, but she is a CEO of her own social enterprise up in the community that she has lived in most of her life, up in Northern California. And I know this for a fact because I've been there with her grandbabies. She's a phenomenal mom and a great, great grandmother. She loves those grandbabies. So this week, Eric and I of Easy Way Broadcasting have chosen her to be our weekly shero because she's a mom making it happen every single day. Sugar, are you there? I know that she's on the line. She probably cannot hear us right now. So I'm going to make sure that we text her and see where she is. But let me tell you a little bit more about her. I have known her personally and have talked to her on a regular basis. And what does that mean? That means there's a lot of celebrity brands that are out there that when you sort of get them behind the scenes and you get them offline, no idea what they're about. No idea what they're about. With her, you know exactly what you're getting. Exactly what you're getting. And I love that about her, her authenticity. There's a few times that her and I have spent some time together. Sugar, let me know when you're on the air. And we just sat there and we sat up and we laughed and we loved. We just had a wonderful time. We had a wonderful time. So let me tell you, when I first listened to her music, all it did was hit me close. All I can think of is, boy, oh boy, what has this woman gone through? What has she gone through? What has she seen? Her heart is amazing, absolutely amazing. Even as we're speaking right now, she's teaching a group of young ladies in a classroom in the area of social entrepreneurship. So that's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for her to take a break from her class to call in. And we already have a caller on the line with an 818 area code. I'm not sure who it is. I don't know if they want to say hello right quick as we're waiting for the 818 area code. You're on live with Mom's Chat Live with Tina Michelle. So as we continue to wait for Sugar, telling you more about her, what is a social enterprise? Well, a social enterprise, and her website is blengenterprises.com. A social enterprise focuses on giving real people skill sets. She spends her time, as she is right now, talking to young people all over the country, making sure that they can make their life work every single day, not just on stage, not just on camera, every single day. She also talks to them about skills. She talks to them about how to deal with your family. Then she also makes sure that she has the core competencies of learning. This is not the sugar tea that you grew up with. This is a whole different brand of sugar. So when I sit there and I watch her in action and how she's really passionate about these young women not giving up on their hope, I'm always fascinated. I'm fascinated. And what she had to walk through, being a legendary artist and an icon in the hip-hop industry, there's a lot of pressure against you. There's a lot of people talking about you. There's a lot of people looking for you to fail. And she has never, I've never seen this woman just say, I quit. Now, she may quit
Good
for
morning,
a few minutes.
Good morning, Tina Michelle. Hello.
Good morning. Who is this speaking?
This is Priscilla Valdejuli. How are you, gorgeous one?
Hello, Priscilla. I thought that was your phone number. We're sitting here holding, waiting for Sugar to get on the line. As we know that she's teaching her class right now as we speak. And I'm just so excited to get her on because we never get a chance to really celebrate, you know, the unsung heroes, which are the moms. But we're
absolutely
here waiting for her now. And she just got on the line. And she doesn't know that this is actually a celebration of her life. Eric and I identify people who we want to speak to, and they become our weekly hero, visionary moms who are making it happen. So thank you for joining us, Priscilla.
Absolutely. Anything, especially, I always say that we women are the most amazing things walking on earth, A, because we have the gift of delivering the gift of life. And so many people are, you know, are not valued for what they do and the way that they walk through their life. I mean, there's so many beautiful, yourself, Tina Michelle. I mean, the things that you've gone through.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I praise you and I praise every woman that you have on your show, because if she's on your show, that means that we all are extraordinary women. But the ones that you have on your show even have a more beautiful or, you know, amazing story to share. And for us to learn that all we have to do is walk in faith and keep walking onward and forward. Let go of fear, because it's fear that holds us down, that holds us back. And I am blessed to have celebrated my 60th birthday yesterday and ready to go onward and forward.
I know. Happy birthday, Priscilla Valdejuli. Yes,
onward.
And I, you know, I open up the show and grab your pen, tell a friend, and get your cup of Cali and have Mom's Chat Live with me. So we are already, you know, drinking with our lovely Sunrider tea. And I believe Sugar Tea's on the line. So let's go and talk to her for a moment. But thank you for being here. I'm Priscilla.
My pleasure.
And happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Mama. My pleasure.
Now, I would love to know how many people out there know her just for music. And that's a huge thing, because Sugar Tea has been a gift to the universe and the world. She has been here for years. Most people don't realize it, but that beautiful, sassy woman that you see on the Facebook page is on Bleng, it's BLENG Enterprises.biz. That woman that you see have been around for a while, and there's a lot of imitators, there's a lot of copiers, but they can never be her. Sugar Tea, are you there on the line?
I am. Hello, and good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Sugar. Sugar.
All right.
That's my sister. Okay, I'm so happy that you're here. I let our audience know that you are teaching a class as we speak, doing your social enterprise. And you didn't know this, but every week we identify a mom to celebrate, and we call them the, you know, Vision Shiro for the week. And so I identified you as being one of my sheroes in your parenting, in your entrepreneurial skills, in your performance. And we know that you're one of probably the youngest-looking, sexiest grandmoms out there. So did you know that? Did you know we were celebrating you today?
Aw, thank you. That's so special. No, I didn't.
I'm so happy you're here. So tell everybody a little bit about where you are and what you're doing. And we know how you contribute to the universe in song, but most people may not know all the other things that Sugar Tea CEO is up to in 2014.
Yes. I recently, of course, I added an extended family, business family member, which is the Bleng Enterprise. It's a social enterprise, and pretty much I just brought everything up underneath one umbrella to make things as easy as possible, but it is the social division for Sugar Tea Fragrances for my fragrance line, and it's exciting because it holds a lot of elements in it, and that's been a part of my day-to-day grind, and of course, you know, continuously.
Well, I know, because I've been in the store, so... Yes,
yes, yes.
And the boutique,
showroom,
cute jewelry,
yeah,
cute clothes.
Yeah,
that's
the showroom.
Right. Your
yep.
showroom.
Uh-huh.
It's
yeah.
beautiful. Yeah. And
thank
I was
you.
First got it, right? And I'm like, how is she going to flip this place to be sugar-fied because you're so particular, right? And then I went back
yes.
when you were all done, and it's a beautiful, peaceful, serene space where women can be empowered, young girls can be empowered, and buy some sexy items. Because you got some nice clothes in there, nice jewelry in there. And then, of course, you know, I call it the liquid crack, you know, your sugar tea fragrances. Can't forget that.
Yes, yes, definitely. Well, it's exciting because, you know, we have the an internship program for at-risk girls. And, of course, we continue to do programming for the disadvantaged women or displaced working women. And, of course, we are continuing to do our Be About It movement with other people that we serve, young people in general, and, of course, you know, kicking off mm-hmm. our different social campaigns and our different empowerment, campaigns within the Be About It movement services.
Are you busy? And I know you're busy. We both get on the phone sometimes, and all we do when we begin our call is take a deep breath.
Yes.
Take a deep
yes,
breath
definitely.
And backtrack a little bit and download to each other and support each other as sisters. And I love you for that because you truly are my sister. But, you know, you raised your children, and you're hands-on with raising your children while having a pretty formidable music career. And there are some moms that are listening right now that want to know, how did you keep it all in balance? How did you stay focused?
Well, you know, there is, you know, different periods in our time where we stay focused, and sometimes we get off focus with the things that life can bring us, you know, different types of elements such as relationships and, you know, things that we have to troubleshoot or, you know, situations that we've gotten ourselves into that made it become an unhealthy situation and, mm-hmm. you know, that we have to fix. And so I've, you know, encountered all of those elements throughout my life. So, you know, once realizing what was the most solid and substantial element was just really, you know, my faith and having, you know, thinking of a higher power that can help, you know, guide me through this earthly walk, because you become, you know, more like, okay, wait a minute, hold up, you know, everything is fine, great, you know, you can kick it, you can have fame, you can have glory, you can have money, you can have situations that can be a pleasure, but it's temporary and it doesn't fulfill you. But once you run into other elements in your life that could take you in a different direction that you expected, you know, you have to reach further for something a little more powerful, and it comes to a, you know, mm-hmm. to a common sense mechanism in your mind of, uh-oh, all of this is going on. I got all of this. I'm still not fulfilled, or I'm dealing with this and that, and it doesn't feel good. So let me try to reach a little deeper and find out why am I here. And it's like,
mm-hmm,
uh-oh,
mm-hmm.
maybe I should try to depend on a faithful walk more so and, you know, start increasing a different understanding that could, you know, give me some substantial, you know, regular, substantial empowerment and insight. And so that mm-hmm. is honestly my main component. But before getting to that maturity, you know, just being surrounded by people who celebrate what I'm doing, celebrate me, not celebrate me in a way of, you know, of thinking of me as a god or idolizing me, but people who appreciate, you know, the energy, appreciate, you know, being a part of something positive and unique and innovating, you know, just having those type of people's energy around you that, you know, you guys can kind of push each other, people like yourself, you know, to say, hey, keep on going. We love this. It doesn't matter. We're going to fight through this or whatever. You know, we believe in you. That makes a major, major difference. And then, of course, somebody that'll tell you the truth. Hey, you know, you need to listen sometime, or, you know, maybe you're not, you know, listening correctly, or have you thought about this or that? People that will challenge you, you know, because some people like yes men around them, but sometimes it's good to have somebody that's going to go against the grain. But you can know the difference between mm-hmm. going against the grain and someone that's going against you. When you're going against the grain, it means, you know, that the grain is that they're just like trying to play devil's advocate and get you to look at it in a different way so that it can better what you're doing. And they've heard you out. They've been around you. They understand where you are, what you're doing, or they're willing to if they don't, you know, to make better judgment versus someone that's just going against you and they're judging you and they don't really know the inside and they're just making their assumption from the outside. That's an unhealthy judgment. So
unhealthy stuff. Yeah, and we all have had our fair share of that, right? But what, you know, one thing I do know is, I mean, watching you with your grandbabies and watching you do your thing, you integrate everything. And sometimes it may not feel like, you know, you got everything, thought of everything and moved everything or leveraged everything. But I watch the grace that you walk through, that you walk in dealing with other people. Focusing on what really counts.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing a radio show interview.
Absolutely beautiful.
Hi. How you
Absolutely.
Doing? Pretty good. Nice seeing
her,
you.
Her fans are walking by her. Just say
hits.
Hello.
Okay. Okay. See you later. All right. I'm sorry, you guys. I just, you're right. I am literally, things like this is the moments that that I end up, you know, to take to try to make sure I try to be involved in the media at one point, and especially when it's great, you know, cause media. So it's kind of, you know, it's a give and take movement in the walk of, you know.
That's
being,
right. And it's always in motion, right? It's always in motion. We have our chat lines, we have our chat room open. You can shoot a message on the chat room if there's anything you want to ask Sugar personally about. Being a mom, being empowered, staying focused on career, and being focused on herself. That's important because you have to put your own oxygen mask on first before you can put it on to the person next to you. We learned that from stewardesses on airplanes, right? Put on your own oxygen mask first. So, you know, if you just check in, if you just sort of roll over to this page right now, and I want to thank Eric Zulli, Easy Way Broadcasting, for empowering it, so that this promotion goes worldwide. Thank you, Easy Way Broadcasting. You're listening to Mom's Chat Live. This is Tina Michelle, your facilitator and coach, and we're talking to Sugar T, talking about strategy, we're talking about lifestyle, talking about being a legendary artist in this game for umpteen years, umpteen decades. umpteen years. She's not new to the game, so there's certain people that we celebrate every single week, and she is our weekly hero. I love her. I love her to pieces, and she knows that. So let's talk about some of the, we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly on this show, because there's women who may not ever take a stand in front of 10,000 people or have their music distributed worldwide or even have a social enterprise, but they're focused on what's next for me. What do I do for me? How do I create life balance for me? So I just don't, I don't hurt these kids or hurt myself or. What are some tidbits in these last 10 minutes that we can give the moms out there from your experiences?
Sure, and this is in reference to, I got like 50 million things in my head.
My question was, what are the tidbits we can give to the moms that are listening to you right now about life balance with yourself? They may not have all the responsibilities you have publicly, with your social enterprise, but life balance is something that's huge, and taking care of self-care is huge. So what are some of the tidbits in this last term that we can give to our mommies listening?
Awesome. Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, you have to seize the moments of, first of all, you have to seize the moments of time that you cannot get back, meaning that, you know, people will push you and say where they think you should be or where you could be. But sometimes you may have to sacrifice something else in order to seize that moment. And an example of that is, you know, you cannot see a child again at 5, 6 years old, 7 years old, or 8 years old in a certain element. So you may have to sacrifice going to a club, or you may have to sacrifice hanging out with your friends, or you may have to sacrifice and go up to them schools, or you might have to sacrifice and maybe not take a full-time job, or, you know, there's certain times that you may not you may have to sacrifice and maybe not be all the time on TV, you know, is a media image. If, for those who are artists and as well as for those who are moms, something has to be sacrificed because it, later on, you know, you think about that time of a child being 5, 6, or 7 that you can't get back. You can always give back, you know, your gifts and your talents and elements of branding and things that, you know, may come up that you feel that you might be missing out on. You know, you will get that time back, especially when it's meant for you and it's in your will, you know, the will of God. So at the end of the day, I encourage that because many people are missing out on going to go rub their grandmother's feet. You know what I mean? When grandma might not be here next year, you know, many people are missing out on, you know, on getting their education and they're chasing a dream that it might not even be for them. You know, it might be something that they can be, you know, incorporating into what they're doing, you know. So increasing your education is another thing, you know, and I don't just mean college-wise because, as you know, I've, you know, sacrificed in many cases to increase my education. You know, I got the AA in the liberal studies, the AA in business and the liberal studies AA, and then I went back and got a bachelor's, you know, in psychology. Then I went back and got a master's in organizational management and a second master's in supply chain management, you know, and currently, you know, aspiring for my doctorate's degree. Although, you know, I'm, you know, famous, I don't have, people may think I don't have to, and I'm, you know, may have been tricked into the fact of thinking that I didn't have to, but I mean, it never hurt to know more and learn more and to complement your expertise, you know, and also to have the elements of, you know, putting yourself where you're not a part of that process of elimination. You have a better chance of withstanding a process of elimination because you hold something unique and something different and something powerful, you know, that's complementing to what you're doing that can make you stand out different from the rest, you know, or just add to your archive, you know. And then thirdly, you know, building yourself into a place where you're not making your value system of what you look at for yourself, that your self schema is not built on finances or built on fame or built on momentum and things around you that might not be always at its top level. Because when you do that, you build yourself on a false truth, and then you find yourself concentrating on areas that you shouldn't be because you're trying to make yourself feel good and using unhealthy elements to do it, which only gives you a temporary pleasure and boxes you into a false understanding and a way of doing business, you know, for ego, a way of you being tricked into distractions that will take you away from other things that could really help you. You know, and so on and so forth. And fourthly, and these are life elements from Sugar's Fruitful Gang series, my perfume series. But, you know, fourthly is being able to be open to grow and learn and know that it's okay. Being open-minded to change your model. Because, as you know, when I first, being in business for 18 years, first of all, you know, I've had to sometimes concentrate on one business more than the other, you know, if it's not working or if it's in transition, you know, or if there's something that is need that I can't make happen, you know, I have to think realistically about, you know, should I concentrate on this or should I move on to another part that I can have a little more control of or create another service that might be something that could be of need. You know, it might not be something you want to do necessarily, but it might be something to keep you going until you get back to what you want to do and be open to get a job if you need to, an actual job, you know, because it may be something that you may need temporarily. It might be something you're going to learn there. It might give you more motivation to work harder on your own stuff because you hate it, you know. So, you know, you have to be realistic.
Yes, yes, yes. Get that. Doing other stuff always makes you appreciate the stuff that you complained about before. You know, I said my model for this year, I have two models, being free from to be free for, free from the things that hold me down in my purpose and my calling so I can be for the things that God created for me. And the second thing is I will not be angry about the things that I said yes to.
Okay. That's right.
So
that's
I'm going
right.
to choose better. I'm going to choose better.
Right.
Well, there's some diet tools and tips that our moms have. I mean, this 30 minutes goes by in about 5 minutes. So you have some valuable tips, ladies, so make sure that you have written them down. And, of course, the replay will be available. And, Sugar, thank you so much for stopping. I know you're in class. What kind of class are you in? Are you teaching or are you in class? Because it could be one or the other.
I'm actually in a physical training class, you know, working out my abs. So I'm actually not teaching, but I'll be teaching in about an hour. And definitely, I appreciate you having me on, Miss Tina, and you know, it's always great to have great people like yourself, people who are innovating, you know, that's for you and that you can collaborate and people could be open for collaboration, you know, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to share, though, with the moms that are out there is, you know, dealing with your, you know, image is very critical. So, you know, Bling Enterprise, we handle image coaching. So, you know, we do life and business life and image coaching and business and life and image coaching and business and talent development services.
Where's the talent
showroom
part there? Hello?
Yes, and talent development, okay, where you are working for real, not working for fake, and it's going to count because time and money, you know, and energy means everything. And so many of us are busy trying to, you know, get to a place and you really don't have the correct fundamentals, so you just end up running around in circles. And it's great, you know, to be able to bounce off somebody and have some real results and have some real understanding so you're not just depending, you know, and don't know how you got those real results, you know, where you end up being a dependent. The worst thing you can be in this industry is a dependent, and that's what you are as an artist, you know, as any type of, you know, entity. You're dependent on others to push you and to keep you presented to the public. You know, you're relying on them to basically at every part of the machine, you know, that's what you're doing. So our talent and business development services allow you to position yourself to be in control so that you're not slapped to the ground every time you get up and you're not trying to figure it out, you know, fighting through the trees and through the fog, trying to make it happen, wasting time and energy because time is of the essence. And the last part is the imaging piece, you know, is critical. You know, the exclusive showroom, we specialize in dressing fuller size and uniquely shaped women. And we, you know, we offer our services. Is it over?
We're here.
Okay. We offer our services we offer our services as a We offer our services at a sliding scale fee, and we give all of our members 20% off, and we do long-distance, you know, mailings, and we can do it over the phone or do it in our showroom for our members only. And so, again, if you go to blingenterprise.biz, B-L-E-N-G, enterprise.biz, and, of course, you can go onto the website here on the show with Tina Michelle and learn more about it. And we have consultants that are really good that can get you going, get you some nice, unique conversation-style clothing. And then we have a shop.
Well, you know what? We have less than 60 seconds. Is it all, what is it called? What is the last part you said?
Yes, shop.sprinkleme.biz, which is our sprinkleme.biz. It's the online shopping cart where you can find things as well for those who are not members that support the social enterprise.
Okay, wow. That's a lot because, let me tell you, I love her clothes. I love the stuff that she chooses. And so you're going to have to come on again where we have more than 30 minutes because this show is very quick because mommies are busy and we want them to get in and get out, get the information and get out. And then starting next month, we will be doing live coaching on the line. So when you have your questions, get them ready. You bring them to the actual show. And then the last 30 minutes, it will be focused on live coaching and live chat with our wonderful, wonderful guests and coaches that are available. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for being here with us, me and Sugar T, and even about the Julie who's still on the line.
Make sure you pick
live.
Up the Unbreakable
we'll
Me.
Be...
Don't forget about Unbreakable
That's
Me.
Right.
You got to pick up the Unbreakable Me at digital release. It's called Unbreakable Me.
That's
it's
right.
The
single.
To the mom.
That's the single, yes.
Yes.
It's an awesome single. Uh-huh. Make sure you listen to it. All right, so we'll catch you next week. Next week we have Evelyn McLeod Bethune on, who is the granddaughter of Mary McLeod Bethune, who is a visionary in the area of education worldwide for the community, just innovations in community. We'll talk to you next week, and thank you for being on Mom's Chat Live.
Thank you.